Sunday night, amen? And I realize we got a winter blizzard out there coming in, so I'm going to take my two-hour sermon tonight and cut it down to an hour. So if you'll just bear with me, amen, we'll be okay. Isn't God good? I ask you to bear with me 10 minutes, amen? See what God's got us. I'll tell you tonight, God's been good to us, amen? Out of all the faults and failures, and we are most of us, I'm going to say all of us, I was going to try to be nice, but all of us deserve hell. Yes, but those that are redeemed will never see hell, amen? Although at the judgment, we'll be there when God's reading it and cast them into hell, and we'll be one of the ones that says, glory, hallelujah, as he cast them into hell, amen? I'll tell you what, tonight, if you got your Bibles, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. For time's sake, we're going to start with verse number 14. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Brother Eddie, I thought about this when I was reading this, that story you told me. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Text first. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Just for a little while tonight, I'm going to make sure that you know, that I know, that these young children, young adults know, there is a difference between us and them. Brother Ron, lead us in a word of prayer. You know, in verse 17, it says, wherefore, come out from among them. That lets me know, you know, the Lord knows the difference between us and them, amen. Too many, you know why we've lost it in most of the churches, amen? Because they don't realize there's any difference between us and them, amen. I'm going to tell you what, Jesus didn't have a problem calling them out, amen. I'll tell you what I remember in Matthew 22:23-33, and he said, you serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? You know what? That's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, buddy. He called them out, called them what they were, and told them pretty much, you're not even going to escape hell, amen. We live in a world that all the churches, as the most part, is just an inclusive church. Come on in. There's no difference between them and us. We're all the same. No, we're not the same tonight, amen. We are not the same. Church house is for the sinners to come in and to be preached to, amen. And I'll tell you what, bar none of them, I'll tell you, when you pour them out and preach, thus saith the Lord, they'll either be in or they'll be out real quick, amen. We've lost that in most of the churches, and I realize again, I'm preaching to the choir, amen. But I want you to know that not everybody's the same. God told us to be a separated people, amen. He says to go ahead and call them out. It is a difference between us and them. From among them and be ye separated. Are you separated tonight? Are you intertwined, inclusive in your life? Amen. And I realize we live in an ungodly world. I realize that we all have to work and rub shoulders a little bit with some of those thems. But I'll tell you what, God said you better keep your eye on them and realize that they're them and they're not us. Amen. Now, I'd be foolish to come up here tonight and say, you got to separate yourself and you got to work with them. How are you going to do that? I'm telling you tonight to be on your wares, amen. Be vigilant and realize that the devil's out to destroy you and your family, amen. School, I think about you girls and you guys going to college, amen. I don't guess we have any high schoolers in public school. Thank the Lord for that, amen. But I'll tell you what, as you go to college, there's never a reason to be ugly, but I'm going to tell you what, you better keep your eye on them and realize that they're not us. It's them out there, amen. Go ahead. You go ahead and start running with that crowd. The next thing you'll do is start acting like that crowd, amen, because you forgot they are them. They're them. God said you better watch it. And I'm warning you tonight, you better watch it, ladies. I'm going to tell you right now, the Bible talks about not being unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You go ahead and go out with that young man, amen, and he's not a believer. Next thing you know, you'll be acting like an infidel, and you know that's not right. You better keep one eye open at all times, amen, and realize that, look, I'm looking at one of them. And what God tells us to do, separate yourself from them. Work, I mentioned that. I rub shoulders with some pretty wicked people. But I'm going to tell you right now, they're not my pals. You understand what I'm telling you tonight? I work with them and then I get on out of there and I always realize they're not us. I can go out with you people because you know why? It's us. We're like-minded. Well, I'll tell you what, our standards come from the Bible or ought to come from the Bible, amen. But when you work out there in the public, amen, you better watch it and not get hoodwinked, amen. You'll wind up in trouble and it'll be too late. Family. Oh, yeah. It's easy to call out them when it's nothing to do with your own family. But I'm going to tell you what, right now, it doesn't matter if it's your family or my family, amen. They're not one of us. They're not. Am I saying be rude? No. Witness to them. But you better realize and you better call a spade, or you'll be the biggest hypocrite around here, amen. I don't have to worry about that too much. I don't get invited to the family reunions, amen. And not that I'm a holy roller either. They just don't like me for some reason. I'm like Hershey bar in the punch bowl, and that's being nice about it. That's being nice. I rub them the wrong way. And I don't mean to, but I tell you what, they know the difference. But I can tell you one thing, I know the difference also. They're not one of us. Do I love them? Yes. Do I pray for them? Yes. But I'm not hoodwinked, and they're not my best pals, even though they're my family, blood family. The church has to keep this up, amen. We've got a generation of people moving up and growing up, and they need to know that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you know what the world's done? They feminized our Lord. They have. The same Lord that I told you that called them out and called them a generation of vipers. How shall you escape the damnation of hell? You don't hear that much anymore. Jesus wouldn't say that. Jesus loves everybody. Don't you know that? No, He does not love everybody. The Bible said He loved Jacob and hated Esau. Hated Esau. You could have given him tracts all you wanted to. You could have witnessed to Esau all you wanted to, and he's still going to hell. Don't tell me God loves everybody. Don't do it. God said, let me tell you something, be you separate. It's hard to be separate. I'm going to be quite honest with you tonight. You know what? I'm a friendly guy. I want everybody to love me. I want to be friendly. I don't really want to separate. I want to be the life of the get-together, amen? But that ain't what God said. God said that we are to be different. We are to be a separated people. Saith the Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote this down with the inspiration of God, amen? But it said, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. You know, people, that there's things that you don't need to even lay your eyes on. But God called it, don't touch those things. You know why? He's warning us that there's certain things that you hobnob around and you don't differentiate between them and us. You will get yourself in trouble. You'll go down the wrong road. It'll take you too far down the road. It'll get you in too deep, amen. Not to say the Lord couldn't get you back. And we're not talking about your salvation. We are talking about your testimony, amen. You can have a great testimony and lose it in an instant if you don't remember that there's a difference between us and them. It is a difference. And touch not the unclean thing. And then what does it say? And I will receive you. God said, look, what did He say? Come out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You know what? He didn't say I will receive you first. You want God's blessing? Make sure you do what He says first, amen. Most of us want and expect God to bless us no matter what we do. And that's wrong. No, it's wrong. But that's what we want. I'm something special, Lord. I want to live my own way. I don't want to really be a separated person. I expect you to bless me too. I expect your hand to be in everything I do. And I want everything to turn out right. I want everything to turn to gold. But God said that's just not the way it's going to work, amen. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. You know what the benefits of obeying God is tonight? Blessings of God. Those that are saved tonight, just to know that He's my Father. You know, heaven's our home when we're saved one of these days. We're headed to heaven. But just to know the security that you have in Christ. Security. Man, oh man. Protection. Isn't it good to know that I can tell you what? We can go ahead, get on that rope and swing right over hell, and we don't have to worry about it because you know what? I ain't holding on to God. He's holding on to me. Amen. He is holding on to me. And will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Tell you what, just for a little bit tonight, Romans 8:14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if the children then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified with Him." Benefits of being that God's my Father? I'm a joint heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. And I know what this Bible says. You know, my Father owns the cattle of a thousand hills. And I'm just, listen, I'm going to go ahead and say they are partly mine. Amen. God's got us a place, I'll tell you what, prepared for us, as a preacher said. Got us a place prepared for us. Not that we deserve it, but we're going to make it. Amen. Just remember, there's definitely a difference between us and them tonight, Appleby Baptist. Don't ever forget it. And by the way, I'm going to leave you with this little nugget here. If I die tonight, when you put it in the paper, I want people to know that I was a faithful member at Appleby Baptist Church. And Brother Dennis Anderson is going to preach my funeral. I've had two or three, one recently, that put in the paper that, you know, they met 40-something years ago at church. When they put it out in the paper, nothing was mentioned about a church or a pastor. You know what? It's not how you start. It's how you finish, Appleby Baptist. It does matter. It does matter. It does matter. That's my prayer tonight. Let's all stand. Brother Rocky, why don't you dismiss us?